This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So happy to be with you guys. Oh, my goodness. So I was thinking about this. The Trump administration is obviously very different than Obama. I think we can all admit to that. We love the differences, the left. I think they love the differences as well, but they don't want to admit it. But in comparing the two, I thought it would be a good exercise to think about the things that Obama did that President Trump wouldn't do. And you should feel free to call the show and let us know what your thoughts are, because I came up with a few just to kind of spur your thought processes. Things Obama did that Donald Trump wouldn't do. 844-551-8255. So one of the things that popped out was inviting the clock boy to the White House. Remember that? This kid builds a clock in order to make it look like a bomb. It was a Radio Shack old school clock. It wasn't anything new. It wasn't fancy. It wasn't new technology. It was nothing. He builds it with the notion that is a Muslim kid bringing that to school. It was going to incite some people to go, whoa, wait a minute. For all intents and purposes, he could have strapped fake little TNT bricks on it and then proclaimed, it's a clock, it's a clock, I'm telling you, it's a clock. No, that sounds like Indian. But you get what I'm saying. It doesn't detract just because I didn't use the correct Muslim accent. But yeah, so it was a clock. And it was a nothing special, meant to do exactly what it did, which is to make people go, whoa, 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 hold on. Now, the teachers at the school, they're concerned about the safety of kids. It isn't like it's some foreign idea that a Muslim kid will come into a place and blow it up. We know this happens. So everybody reacts accordingly, which is for the safety of the other children. And you know what the left does? They spin it as Islamophobia. Like, well, how dare you think that that kid would come here and blow something up? Just because it's happened 500 times this year does not mean it's going to happen. Hell, you know, what are you doing? We must get a hold of ourselves, America. What are you talking about? That was the right reaction. And see, when the left does these things, they're telling you, when you have the right reaction to something, how dare you? How dare you actually react with, you know, the real deal, raw emotions built on honest and, you know, looking at the news and what's going on. How dare you? So they say about black folks, how dare you think that that black man might come up on you and carjack you, take your purse, run you over, shoot you? How dare you? Statistics? Just looking at what's been happening in the news? FBI, actual criminality of blacks, you know, and on and on. But how dare you? That's what they ask you about everything. How dare you condemn Hollywood for what Weinstein and practically every other high-powered producer, director, and agent has done for decades? How dare you? Crazy. You people are unbelievable. That's right. How dare you question our bringing in illegals into America, bringing disease and pestilence and crime, sex trafficking, drugs? How dare you question us and try to throw this legal immigration system in our faces? How dare you? How dare you question us wanting to resettle refugees in America? And now we have more terror attacks in America in a year than we had in entire decades. But how dare you question our reasoning? How dare you question Barack Obama's economic policy that could not keep companies in America, because he told us companies, particularly manufacturing, is going to move offshore, and there's nothing you can do about it. How dare Donald Trump stop Carrier? How dare Donald Trump stop Ford? How dare Donald Trump stop GM? How dare Donald Trump get Apple to bring their manufacturing onshore? How dare Donald Trump get Foxconn to bring their manufacturing and billions of dollars and thousands of jobs onshore? How dare Donald Trump get SoftBank to invest in Sprint and do manufacturing onshore, bring $50 billion and 5,000 new jobs back to America, 50,000 new jobs. How dare you? How dare you want to believe that nonsense? Oh, my goodness. Ooh, Kevin, stop it, stop it, stop it. You're hurting them. You're hurting them, preacher. The left asks you how dare you all the time. You know, how dare you want to convict a black man who bludgeoned a white woman or any other person to death, raped and killed in mayhem because he didn't have a daddy. He didn't have no daddy. How dare you? How dare you fight against the idea that by birthright, someone is privileged over another in a country where people accomplish whatever they've set their minds to? How dare you not recognize white privilege, Kevin Jackson? And the rest of you, too. How dare you not recognize global climate change is something other than weather? Can't you see the evidence that's been faked and put in front of your face? How dare you question it? We have scientists who said it. The science is in, and it's been said by a black man that the science is in. How dare you question economic policy, foreign policy, tax code? It's all been put out there for you. Why would you dare question us? We're the government. Things Obama did that Trump wouldn't? I don't know. That was just clock boy. I could talk about this subject for hours. Barack Obama invited BLM to the White House, a terrorist group. But why are we surprised? He put members of the Muslim Brotherhood in his administration. Barack Obama tried to usher in the idea that Muslims are the reason that America exists. Got NASA to fund it. Hey, pretend, let's look at the life through the eyes of a Muslim. Look, I got nothing against Muslims, other than the fact that their ideology they want us dead. But outside of that, I don't have any problem with them. If they stop with that, we would embrace them. Barack Obama let Hillary Clinton in the White House. You think Donald Trump? I don't think so. Lots to talk about. Kaepernick coming up, folks. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. RacePimping.com is where you can find my book. It fits everything that you are hearing about today. Everything. Race pimping. That's what we have going on. GQ makes Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year. Yeah, and the NFL has been the best Wall Street investment of the year so far, hasn't it? I mean, what else can I get you to believe if I can get you to believe that Colin Kaepernick, who, by the way, took his knee a year ago, not during this year, but the year before, and suddenly he's now the Citizen of the Year. What's he done? We'll get into that in just a second. I mean, think about this. And for the record, GQ, come on, really? Are they the scions of virtue? Kevin Spacey was on the cover. You guys see that one? Louis C.K., he's on the cover. Now Colin Kaepernick. I was thinking about this when I saw this graphic. How many magazine covers has Harvey Weinstein been on? How many events were held in his honor? How many for Kevin Spacey? And others. Who else has been accused? Corey Feldman's now starting to drop little bombs on who molested him when he was a kid. I didn't know some of them. I'm like, come on, Corey, you can do better than this. But there are some big names coming out. Heard the Weinstein Company is actually shutting down. How many covers was Bill Clinton on? How many covers was Hillary Clinton on? How many covers was Ashley Judd on? How many covers have all these people that we're now hearing about, Ben Affleck and others, how many covers, how many events where they were exalted and praised and given awards? And then, what do we get? Colin Kaepernick, Citizen of the Year, woo-hoo-hoo, another award. How many times, folks, have I told you guys, awards mean nothing? I was at a banquet. Zionist Organization of America, people who are not necessarily Jews, but are Zionists. They believe that the Jews, you know, should have protection. I wish there was a black conservative organization of America that would protect black conservatives. Because let me tell you, we catch a lot of H-E double crooked socks. So I'm at this event, and they gave an award to a man named Shalom. He and his wife, and they're obviously Jewish, and he said this. He said, it's funny I stand here receiving this award. As my wife knows, I vowed never to accept publicly any awards, but he accepted that one, and I understood why. It's an amazing organization. And it's an organization who rewards people who actually do something. Not because, oh my goodness, you were so great at performing, you know, making me believe that you were that monster in the film. Or you were this great guy in the film. Or you were this bad guy in the film. Or you were this, you know, downtrodden victim in the film. You got best actor, best supporting actor, best blah, 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 you know, best costume. None of it means a thing. Here's the awards I will accept. I will accept an award that says, Kevin, we believe your words, your actions changed things. I'll accept that reward. But if you want to say to me, oh, Kevin, you're such an amazing radio guy or whatever. Look, I get it. I mean, I don't know how you make that determination. And I wouldn't tell you I turn it down per se, but unless you explain to me how my work transcended into something that was meaningful, the award wouldn't mean anything to me.
Kevin, best radio voice, Kevin Jackson. Oh, geez, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, there's a lot of good radio voices out there. I probably certainly should thank my mom and my dad. What, is this mostly one of those dad things because I sound like my dad? Maybe I should be thanking my dad for giving me this radio voice. I don't say Jack, but I have a great voice. Or, you know, best makeup in radio. I find that stuff tedious. Here's what I'm saying, people. These awards mean nothing. Colin Kaepernick gets Citizen of the Year from GQ. Hitler got Man of the Year from Time. When do we finally go, you know what? The awards themselves are a joke. It's a way for GQ to get Colin Kaepernick to buy a bunch of magazines to hand out and for a bunch of leftists to go, I got the Colin Kaepernick version of the and black people are like, yeah, I got to get that one, man. I got Colin on it. He took a knee. Yeah, he took a knee for what? He took a knee for stupid black nonsense? That's what he took a knee for? Your neighborhood safer. Think about the year since Colin Kaepernick. What's changed? Black neighborhoods any safer? If the black neighborhoods are any safer in this country for any reason, it's because Donald Trump is president and people know he don't play, as we say in the vernacular. That Donald Trump don't play. Yeah, he don't play. He threatened Chicago and said, I'll send the National Guard there. If Rahm Emanuel won't protect black neighborhoods, I'll get somebody that will. What do you think about that? I don't know. Chicago's death toll is down. It isn't. It's hardly noteworthy, but it isn't down because of Rahm Emanuel. It's not because of the things he's doing. This guy doesn't care if black folks want to kill each other willy-nilly. You think Cleveland cares? You think Baltimore cares?
Stephanie Rawlings-Blake presided over some of the most amazing amount of death and destruction, mayhem in the black communities, as she fought for immigrant rights and other nonsense that wasn't doing the city of Baltimore any good at all. That's what she's fighting for. The rights of immigrants, make it a sanctuary city, and all these other, some project that was going to beautify the ghetto, like it was going to stay that way. Please, man, these people are ridiculous. Colin Kaepernick, citizen of the year. Hey, make him citizen of the decade. Why not citizen of the century or the millennial? There couldn't possibly be any better than he. So what, J.J. Watts raised $35 million for flood victims in Houston, Texas. Colin Kaepernick gave away $1 million. $100,000 a month for 10 months. You know who the money went to? It went to a cop killer who escaped and now lives in Cuba. That's where some of the money went to. It went to hardcore, leftist, ethnocentric, racist organizations. And they want to give it. They had a picture of Colin Kaepernick standing with a bunch of kids. Not a single one of those children was white. GQ wants you to believe that Kaepernick took a knee because he was doing it for the betterment of America. No, he wasn't. He took a knee because he thought it was going to prolong his career. Now he suffers. You know what, Colin? Enjoy that. Enjoy that award. I love when racists give awards like this to other racists. Anyway, we'll be back to talk more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Woo, man. I saw this Kaepernick receiving Citizen of the Year award. I'm sure you're aware of it at this point. And I'm just floored by that. I'm not surprised. I'm really not. The funny thing about it is this is one of these things where, you know, signs are what they are. I know what you're thinking right now. You're like, Kevin, how could they possibly make this guy Citizen of the Year? What? Seriously. And didn't you start to think, like, who else could there have been? I mean, there's people that do some amazing things in this world. And you want to make Colin Kaepernick Citizen of the Year? It makes me wonder, GQ, what are you trying to do? Publicity stunt? You want to get people outraged, or are you trying to tap into that emotional content of, oh, there's a lot of people that'll buy our newspaper, magazine, because, you know, we're so avant-garde, cutting edge. Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, and he waged three wars. Hillary Clinton got the Wonder Woman Award when she got her butt kicked by Super Trump. And then that's not enough to make you wonder about these stupid awards. Bruce Jenner won Glamour's Woman of the Year Award. That's right. And now we get this other one. I mean, think about what I just said and tell me, how does the left possibly think we're the ones who are twisted? I mean, if I was having a discussion with the left and I said to you, look, before we even get started, before you even wage, you know, give me your rationale for whatever you're thinking, I want to remind you of this. You gave the Nobel Peace Prize to a dude who'd done nothing, and he was in the middle of waging three wars. You gave the Wonder Woman Award to Hillary Clinton, a woman who watched females be raped and harassed by her husband and many others. And you gave the Woman of the Year Award to a man. Do we still need to have a discussion? No, Kev, you're right. I mean, okay, see you next time. Now we get Colin Kaepernick, Citizen of the Year? What was, how did the selection process go? I'm just curious. Who do you submit? I mean, I know Mother Teresa's gone, Gandhi's gone, and Martin Luther King and others, but for the sake of discussion, I'm sure at some point those people would have won something similar, maybe. So what would you say if I gave you those three people and Colin Kaepernick? And GQ, I guarantee you would select Colin Kaepernick over all those folks as a Citizen of the Year. You see how fast I said that? Sound like I was drunk. As a Citizen of the Year. Citizen of the Year. As a Citizen of the Year. Here's what they wrote about him. He's been vilified by millions, locked out of the NFL, all because he took a knee to protest police brutality. The Colin Kaepernick's determined stand put him in rare company in sports history. Muhammad Ali, Jackie Robinson, athletes who risk everything to make a difference.
man, could we have a discussion around those guys? He is still, to this day, one of the most gifted quarterbacks on earth. And yet, he's been locked out of the game he loves, blackballed, because of one simple gesture. He knelt during the playing of our national anthem, and he did it for a clear reason, one that has been lost in the year-long storm that followed. He did it to protest systematic oppression, and more specifically, as he said repeatedly at the time, police brutality towards black people. That's how they write the story of Colin Kaepernick. Man. In their announcement, they suggest to you that a man who in 2014 signed a six-year contract for $126 million to play a sport has been victimized. See, when the San Francisco 49ers signed that contract with Colin Kaepernick, they didn't sign him on to become a social justice warrior. When he went to college, wherever he went, whatever his degree, it did not mean he could bring his social justice warrior attitude or anything else to the job. They brought him on because he could throw a football, run a football, and read a defense. That's it. Kaepernick deserves the play, they argue. Then GQ pretends that as if Kaepernick's talents resemble great quarterbacks of the day, like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. Yeah, it's arguable. I don't think he does.
Kevin, he's an amazing quarterback. He's really good. He, of the quarterbacks in the league, he's number 14 or whatever.
Great. So, you know what? The number 14 quarterback in the league, for all intents and purposes, let me play. Because I'm going to end up, his team's going to end up in the same place. If I quarterback or if the 14 guy quarterbacks. Out of the playoffs and in trouble. So, what are you talking about?
He could get them, what? He could make them, you know, 5-13 or what's in the 5-11.
They don't play 18 games. Congratulations. You know what people want in a quarterback? Somebody who can win games, take their team to the Super Bowl, and the way you do that is you build cohesion. See, the league is 70% black, but it's 30% other. And despite what Colin Kaepernick may believe, there are many good players out there who aren't black. And they are not down with his cause. They don't want to be put on the spot for his cause. They want to come into a cohesive locker room. And they want to just do their jobs and go home to their wives and kids. To their nice wives. Their trophy wives. And their really pretty kids. And they want to go home to their multi-million dollar homes. In their exclusive neighborhoods. And get their endorsements and a host of other things. They don't want to be bothered with Colin Kaepernick. And whatever he may have going on. Kaepernick deserves to play. What GQ didn't tell you is Kaepernick is bad for business. See, the left doesn't want you to understand that football is not all about being social justice warriors. It's about playing a game that's a business. Ask ESPN. I've been talking about it. I've been talking about how, you look, no matter how these people look at this, they got to understand that business, as they've seen it before, has changed. That's what I really want to get into today, just for the record. And I'm going to be discussing Keurig, the coffee people, here in a little bit. But I want to go back to something. They compared Colin Kaepernick's activism to that of Muhammad Ali. And Muhammad Ali, during the 60s, making a statement against the Vietnam War. See, Ali refused to fight in a war for a government who treated black people as second-class citizens. And Ali said, I ain't never seen one of these little Vietnamese people call a black man the N-word, but I've watched people here in our government do it and treat black people like crap. And Ali was right about the treatment of blacks 5 decades earlier. Thus, Ali's activism was during the racially tense moments of the 60s. We all remember them. And the tensions were high. This is the peak of the civil rights movement. a government controlled by Democrats who saw the acquiescing of power as giving in to blacks. That was the black people to give in to. The ones who cared about this country, the ones who said, just give us a fair shake, the Martin Luther King blacks. Giving in to these blacks today is crazy. Kaepernick doesn't have an inkling of an idea of the oppression of Muhammad Ali. Nothing close. He's never seen it. The closest he's come to it is in books. He's never seen it. He can give you an anecdote here. Oh, yeah, one of my brothers, he went into a store, and a white dude, worked there, was following him around. Yeah, but he didn't tell you about the 50 other black dudes that went in there ripping people off. He didn't talk about that. See, people today, they don't care. They're looking at it strictly, who is going to, in other words, the store owner doesn't care whether white people are stealing or black people are stealing. If white people come in and steal, they will follow them around. They don't care. These people want to make it oppression. Kaepernick and his ilk are not oppressed unless driving $250,000 cars and living in multi-million-dollar homes is the new definition of oppression. Most of the black NFL players live in mostly white neighborhoods, and many of them are married to white women. Now, you try doing that in the 60s, where they would exclude you from those neighborhoods, and don't you doggone try to marry a white woman. Even black people would correct you, marry it out your race. And I mentioned Kaepernick donating money. Donated to a charity after a cop killer. I mentioned this earlier. Her name was Asata Shakur. If you know the name, Tupac Shakur, kin to him. $25,000 donation to a group of a convicted cop killer. Asata's daughters is who we donated to. More when we come back, folks. Got to take a short break. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you do want to call the show. So we've been talking about Colin Kaepernick, this idea that he's the oppressed person. He's been named Citizen of the Year by GQ Magazine. Who dare try to make you believe that this man is a victim? If Kaepernick, let's just put it in perspective. Most people don't make the kind of money that Kaepernick has donated in a lifetime. Now, I don't know how much what big of a philanthropist he is, but he's donated $1 million. A lot of people don't make that money in a lifetime. This year, he donated $1 million. So, he signed a $126 million contract, a 6-year contract. So, you can do the math. We're talking $20+ million a year. I don't know how many of those years he worked, but he pocketed millions of dollars. If Colin Kaepernick had disappeared into obscurity, he would be a wealthy guy. He chose not to do that. His career started to wane. He decided he was going to kneel to take a stance for something he knows nothing about.
Oh, Kevin, black people are oppressed by the police.
I don't care what you people tell me. The idiots out there who want to try to make a black man who's been stopped by cops on multiple occasions. You want to demonize me, you know, and tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about. When I can tell you point blank, I've been stopped in the country. I've been stopped in the city. Unlike these fools in, you know, that live in these big cities and go, man, cops just beat people down. I've been stopped in big cities. I've been stopped in little town, rural America. I have a better perspective on this than 99.9% of the people in the world. And I will tell you that have the cops been rude? Yes. None of them have threatened to kill me. None of them have done any of the things that Kaepernick talks about. And I don't blame cops in the city who stopped me because they're on the lookout for somebody that looks like me. I don't blame them. I blame the fool that looks like me. That's who I blame. I don't get mad at the police. I don't get mad at the Democrats that put police in control in the cities. I don't even get mad at the bureaucrats at the top, the mayor, the governor. I just understand the reason why cops are stopping me is because some stupid, lame-brained black dude has committed a crime, and you know what? To them folks, maybe we do all look alike. But the fact of the matter is, there's nobody to blame in any of this scenario except black folks. Are cops bad? Sure, can be bad. But I know this, cops don't go around looking for black people to get mad at. And if you want to get on the side of anybody, if you want them to believe in you, here's what you do. You treat them with respect. Even a person who's disrespecting you, if you treat them with respect, ultimately, they will learn to respect you. I remember watching the movie Bridge of Spies, and this guy who was a Russian spy was telling the character played by Tom Hanks. He says, there was a man in my village, and my father said, you watch this man. He's very extraordinary. And the guy says, I never saw him do anything extraordinary. He goes, but then the Gestapo came to our village, our town, and they knocked him down, hit him in the stomach or whatever, and knocked him down. And he didn't say anything. He just stood up, and they knocked him down again. And he said not a word, and he stood up. And this happened repeatedly for whatever number of times, and finally the Nazis quit hitting him. And he says, the thing that he was saying to them is, I'm not afraid of dying, and I will get up every time you knock me down. And they called this guy, I don't know, they had a name for him, like Stork Milo or whatever, but it essentially meant, you know, that he was a guy to be admired. Look, we all go through our trials and tribulations, but some of them are brought on to us, and I'm not going to make excuses for blacks like Colin Kaepernick did and make it unsafe in black neighborhoods for the vast amount of people who want police presence, who want crime eradicated in their neighborhoods, who want better schools, and they want businesses, and they want black folks to act with decorum. I'm not making any excuses for those clowns. That's what Kaepernick is, an excuse maker. His story should be an inspirational story. It showcases what you can become in America despite humble beginnings. An Italian mother who is left by her black husband or boyfriend or whatever, leaves the child, she gives up for adoption, and a family named Kaepernick adopts him and makes them one of their own. How does this child grow up to hate the system? Back in 2016, leftists applauded Kaepernick for wearing socks with pigs on them, disrespecting America's police officers. He got applauded for this. The police do more to help blacks per capita than they do any other race. Why? Because we have more going on in our neighborhoods. There are more robberies, more rapes, more murders, more whatever. Violent crime of all sorts in black neighborhoods being committed against black people, and Kaepernick wants you to believe that the police are the enemy. I mentioned he donated money to a convicted cop killer's charity. Crybaby millionaires, folks, kneelers. They've left the NFL in ruin, and they wonder why they don't want Kaepernick back. Well, who would you want that person back in your business? Somebody that makes $20 million a year so he can bellyache about his circumstances? I wrote of being Kaepernicked a while back. It's a fate worse than death for a professional athlete. The ashes of Colin Kaepernick, the football player who dared make one of America's favorite sports a petri dish of social justice. Football has always been a stamp in the American culture, a staple. It brings the nation together, and we cheer it on our teams. Sports, like music and other art forms, bring people together, despite what your beliefs are. And in this moment, it's about the team or the art, but all the racial, all the social barriers disappear. You see these players living out the American dream. Some come from nothing. They create inspirational lives. They are grateful for every opportunity America has to offer its people. But not all athletes feel this way. Even when America makes them successful, you got some that want to complain, and Colin Kaepernick is one of those guys. Refuses to stand for the national anthem, and guess what it did? It pissed off Americans. We got mad about it. To sum it up, Kaepernick's story now teaches us that in order to win a Citizen of the Year award, you must divide your country. You must hate cops. You must disrespect the flag. You must be down with the brothers no matter what. GQ honored a racist. This should surprise no one. And they likely consider it a good move, a profitable move. I'm telling you right now, this will backfire on GQ. We're watching these scenarios unfold. I watched Starbucks say during the time when President Trump issued a travel ban, we're going to go hire a bunch of Muslims. Yep, that's what their CEO Charles Schultz said. You know what happened? Backfired. Big time. Suddenly, people were boycotting Starbucks, and continue to this day. I will only go to Starbucks in dire coffee emergencies. But they're boycotting them. And at the very least, they're getting a fraction of our money. If you haven't boycotted, you scale back, that's for sure. And I'm not going to forgive them. I don't know how you feel. I won't forgive them. What about Target? They capitulated. Oh, yeah, the transgender need their own bathroom. Since when? Let me tell you what I do. If the men's bathroom is full and I got to go to the bathroom, let me just go ahead and admit it before you find out on social media. I'll go to the women's bathroom. I know. Look at you. Kevin's all crazy. If I got to go, I got to go. And just because you put a woman's sign on the door and it's open, I'm going. And I've done it. My son, I've come out here, Dad, you were in the ladies' bathroom. And I go, you see that line right there, son? That's why I was in the ladies' bathroom. Those fools can wait. I'm going to the bathroom. When I got to go, I have to go. It isn't on a, you know what, I'll do a preemptive strike on the bathroom. I'll go now. No, usually I just wait and then, oh, shoot, I got to go. And I go. This is not going to bode well for GQ. It's not boding well for many other companies that are doing the same thing. We're going to get into that in the next hour when I talk about Keurig. Folks, you're winning. That's what I want you to understand when you listen to my program.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.